This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone. Back from a long sabbatical working on my book. And delighted to be sitting in today for Alex Jones. A lot of politics to talk about today, but before we go there, I reinstituted a tradition which on New Year's Day every year for the last 11 years, the first dressed people on the face of the planet. We call this Mr. Stone's International Best and Dressed List, and it's gotten very wide media coverage. I'm happy to say that right here at InfoWars, Owen Schroyer has made this year's list. He's got the whole spread collar, tight tie knot down perfectly. Now, there were others who made the list but did not fare as well. Michael Moore comes to mind. What can you say other than slob? Hillary Clinton, but then let's face it, she's not going to look good in anything other than an orange jumpsuit. And then, of course, you've got some emeritus members of this fraternity like Larry Kudlow, perhaps the best-dressed man on television. So if you have not had the opportunity to check it out, you can find that folks like Cenk from the Young Turks, who assaulted Alex and I last summer, makes the worst dressed list. It's a moment of levity to start the new year. You'll find Lena Dunham. You guess which list she's on. You can also find Kimberly Guilfoyle at Fox. You can guess which list she's on. So, start looking for this every New Year's Eve. You can find it at stonecoldtruth.com. You can also find it at Stone on Style, where we keep track of these things. I want to say right up front, our lists are not ideological. We've had some liberals on the best lists, and we've had some fine Americans like Ron Paul, who looks like he slept in his clothes, on the worst list. So this is a fashion statement, not an ideological statement. We are have a lot of ground to cover because the waning days of the Obama administration have featured this ongoing effort to try to undermine the legitimacy of President-elect Trump's ascendancy to the White House. Strangely enough, today, I believe Senator John McCain had to cancel his vaulted hearing in which he and his sidekick from South Carolina were going to reveal all this proof they have of Russian hacking of the election. I think the reason they scrubbed the hearing is because there is no proof. There has never been any proof. It's kind of interesting to me that the number one progenitor of this theory is CIA Director John Brennan. Brennan is a man who refused to be sworn in using the Bible, who has converted to Wahhabism, who has spent a substantial amount of time in that region, who personally cleansed the passport files of Barack Obama when he was preparing to run for a second term, and quite frankly, if you believe my friend Wayne Madsen, and I do, is a mole, a Saudi mole. That is who is advocating and pushing the entire false narrative that the Russians have somehow hacked this election. It came back around last night when Sean Hannity was asked about this, and we'll come to that in just a moment. We're going to put this whole Russian question to bed where it belongs. Thanks for joining us at InfoWars.
Baby, baby, baby.
the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder. Another word, another time, his laugh was green and good, but the crisp cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Can I ask you this? Have you ever talked to Vladimir Putin?
No.
Have you ever talked to any of his surrogates?
No.
Have you ever talked to Donald Trump?
No.
Any of his surrogates?
No.
Not one.
No.
There was some report that you might have talked to somebody who was not associated with the campaign, Roger Stone.
No, that's false. I think where this Roger Stone claim is coming from is there's a radio guy on WBAI, which is a mutual friend, who wanted to come and see me to see if I would set up a radio show on WBAI, but he didn't. He did come to London, but he didn't meet with me.
That is, of course, completely consistent with what I have said all along. I have never claimed to have met with Julian Assange, someone I admire very much, someone who I think is a freedom fighter. I did correctly say that we had a mutual acquaintance and that I had learned that Assange had unspecified political dynamite that he would release. That is not to say that I knew what Assange would deliver, when he would deliver it, where he got it, where it came from. I never made any such claims. Just for the historical record, my claim that Assange had unspecified political dynamite that would roil the race turned out to be exactly correct. We are going to be taking some of your calls today because this is one of my favorite parts of the show. That number is 800-259-9231. We will move to calls here shortly. But I want to once and for all put to bed the so-called Russian canard. At about 11 o'clock last night, I got a phone call from a reporter with the Hill newspaper. It was as if this fellow was Rip Van Winkle. We were starting from the beginning. The Clinton people claim that you knew in advance about the hacking of John Podesta and that Assange was briefing you on what was to come. It was false then. It is false now. I have no Russian clients. I have no Russian influences. I have never been to Russia. I have never met with anyone from Russian intelligence. I have never met Vladimir Putin. But this is the new McCarthyism. If you're not for thermonuclear war over Syria, well, then you must be a traitor to the United States. Let's move to some questions. Let's see. We have D in California. D, what's up?
Yes, how you doing? I wanted to first give some credit to Roger Stone and to Alex Jones for getting a lot of the info out. That is very important to the people. But I have a question. It's concerning me, and it's if everybody is supposed to be informed and try to work against this one-world government, is Alex Jones, Roger Stone, you guys concerned about that this might be prophecy, that these things are happening? And if things get so bad and we try to stand up, or people try to stand up to fight against it, wouldn't that be going, would that be something that's not sanctioned by God because of the fact that this world is ruled by the devil? And if the prophecy is going to be, then it becomes a spiritual war, not a physical war. I'd like to get your take on that, Roger Stone.
Sure. I don't believe that slavery is ever ordained by a greater God. In fact, it's just the opposite. We're put on earth to fight for our freedom. Moses led his people out of servitude. That is the story of Christianity. So I think we're put here to fight. And the only unchristian thing, the only ungodly thing, is to buckling over to some totalitarian power that would destroy our free speech, our free expression, our free association, and so on. This is, make no mistake about it, we're headed for a very long, hard struggle against the well-heeled forces of globalism who have, up until now, had a monopoly on control of information. Thank God. And thanks to Infowars.com and Breitbart and Daily Caller and so many others, they no longer have a monopoly. We're now at the table. In fact, we may have a bigger audience than they do. So the struggle must continue. Andrew in California wants to talk about war with Russia. Andrew, lay it on us.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Yes, indeed.
How you doing, Mr. Stone? I first just wanted to say thank you for, you know, all the great work you do and, you know, everything you've been doing. But, I just wanted to see what you think about all the things going on just with the last few days of Obama and his legacy. I'm just worried about this, them trying to start something with Russia and, you know, with all these fake allegations and whatnot.
Well, I think it is kind of odd that for 8 years the Russians have pushed Barack Obama around like a child, and we have they moved on Crimea. They have perpetrated numerous acts against the United States, and Barack Obama's done nothing. Now suddenly, with less than 20 days to go in his presidency, he's going to expel a bunch of Russians on the basis of no evidence of hacking? Please. It is so transparent that this is a last-ditch effort to create a reason not to have the next president sworn in. Some of our European allies, who are perhaps not as sophisticated in the ways of Western politics, are still wondering whether Trump will ever actually get to the point where he has his hand on the Bible. But because we are a nation of laws and not men, I am confident that Donald J. Trump will take office as scheduled, and that we are going to then have an entirely new direction and a new fight over America's future. So Barack Obama, in all honesty, too little, too late. Derek from Michigan. What's on your mind, Derek?
How you doing, Mr. Stone?
I'm doing great. What's your question
for
today?
Hey, my question is, what do you think the next big roadblock is going to be for the president-elect in the next 2 weeks? I'm sure there's going to be another one. What do you predict?
Well, it's rather hard to say once he gets the levers of power. I think it's also very important that, in my opinion, President-elect Trump could have as many as 4 appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, the first appointment, in my opinion, will be the most important. If you look at it from a historical point of view, first Franklin Roosevelt put one of his closest friends on the court, and then the other 3 jurists essentially became followers. In this particular case, I think Trump has a unique opportunity to rebuild the court. I'm not hoping that he appoints a right-winger to the court. I'm hoping that he appoints a libertarian to the court. That is my fondest wish. But I do think you're going to see action in that area in the next 2 weeks. And I can predict to you right now, the liberals and the Democrats and Chuck Schumer are going to go out of their minds. Danny, you've got a question. Danny, we lose you? Appears to be the case. Let us move on then to Judy in Florida. Judy, what's on your mind?
Hi, Roger. It's nice to talk to you. I really appreciate what you've done with Trump's campaign and your friendship with Trump. And having said that, do you think there's going to be a very meaningful look at the, not just the felons, but Muslims in general, the infiltration of our country? I saw and listened to at a Patriot meeting last night in my state, a very powerful speaker who was raised in Egypt, and he's a Christian, a Baptist Christian, and he studied the Muslim faith and Sharia law all of his life. And, you know, he addresses this issue very powerfully. But, you know, just bottom line, as far as my question is, do you think there's going to be a meaningful deportation of you know, the Muslim people in this country, not just felons, after Trump gets in office?
I do not think that there will be mass deportations, nor do I think it would be correct. What we do need is a complete house cleaning and an entirely new beginning among our intelligence services. We need a new FBI director who isn't in the tank, somebody like Judge Jeanine Pirro, for example. We need a new CIA director who, unlike John Brennan, who I believe is a Saudi mole, but someone who is loyal to the United States and understands, as General Flynn does, for example, the inherent dangers of Islamic terrorism. That, I think, is the most important thing we need to focus on. It's been great to take your questions. Perhaps we'll grab a few more later on. But thanks for joining me here at InfoWars.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones, who's getting some well-deserved rest. On several occasions, I've had to point out to many of my friends that freedom isn't free. And this revolution that we're involved in needs your support. That's why I'm happy to mention the 2017 Making Our Bodies Great initiative, because now, for a short period of time only, some of the very most effective InfoWars products, all natural products, are available at sale prices. Let me give you some examples. Brain Force, without which I could never have finished my recent manuscript of 125,000 words, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Secret 12, 20% off. Liver Shield, 20% off. Knockout, 20% off. Prostaguard, 20% off. Now, these products actually work, folks. That's why they are so popular and why we have so many testimonials. Maybe I'm a stick in the mud, but I won't endorse products that I haven't myself experienced and determined that they have value. So this is a twofer. You can fuel the fight for freedom. You can keep InfoWars free and unpressured, and you can buy these outstanding products. So don't walk, run to the InfoWars.com store and load up, because these deep discount prices are worth it. And with a blink of the eye, BrainForce, which I go through quite a bit of, will be back at its regular price. So don't miss the opportunity. I can't say enough about these fine products. Apparently, I missed a story a few months ago, but it does still merit attention. Right here down in Florida, the city of Pembroke Pines, there's a city commissioner named Jay Schwartz. Now, this loser may set the record for anti-American tone deafness of all time. Get this. On the week of 9/11, yep, the anniversary of the terrorist attacks, Jay Schwartz proposed that his city officially designate May as Muslim Heritage Month. Now, here's where it really gets interesting. Since the days of Reagan, May of every month is designated by the president and by congressional resolution as Jewish American Heritage Month. So follow me here. Schwartz proposed during the week of 9/11 to rename Jewish American Heritage Month as Muslim Heritage Month. Why, you ask? According to the statement that Mr. Schwartz put out, when he made his resolution, it was because American Muslims have been striving to promote peace and understanding. Really? So why am I bringing this up? Because here we are, once again, Mr. Schwartz is back with his plan to designate the month as Muslim Month. Why does this guy hate America? Why does Schwartz want to wipe out the Jewish American Heritage Month? What's next from this character? So here's what I suggest, folks. We live in a democracy. Call Commissioner Schwartz at 954-450-1030. Politely exercise your First Amendment rights and let him know that pandering to pro-Sharia ideas is a terrible, terrible idea. I mentioned a little earlier that I was able to turn in 125,000 words, approximately 400 pages, for my upcoming book, The Making of the President, 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. Now, if all goes as I hope, and our editors can work with some efficiency, this will be not only the first book out covering what actually transpired and how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest single political upset in American history. There's a lot of inside information in here. In fact, there's a very substantial analysis of the importance of InfoWars and the other alternative media in the role of winning this election and providing the counterpoint to the CNNs, the Foxes, the networks, and so on. So I urge you to go to Amazon or to go to Barnes & Noble or soon the InfoWars store and get your copy of The Making of the President, 2016, by Roger Stone. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com, sitting in for Alex Jones, who's getting some well-deserved rest. With the inauguration coming up, there's a couple things that I really think if you intend to attend, you need. I have been very interested in the tactical nanotechnology body armor now available through InfoWars. Now, this armor was previously only available to military and law enforcement. But now, through special arrangements, you can get some of the highest quality, most affordable body armor out there. A team of Blackwater operatives and Army Rangers analyzed and tested hundreds of different body armor technologies to come up with something with the stopping power and safety aspects of this particular product. Now, we have already had announcements by AJ20 that they intend to disrupt the inauguration. And I think that we all pray, of course, that there will be no violence, but we must be prepared. There's two things, therefore, I strongly recommend. Go to the InfoWarsStore.com and look into and order your tactical nanotechnology body armor. And also, while you're at it, get your Donald Trump is my president t-shirt. This is the t-shirt that the worker bees are going to be wearing. This is the t-shirt that lets people know that you've been on the team from the very beginning. Now I'm very pleased to go to my guest. Peter Roth is a U.S. News and World Report contributing editor, longtime observer of the Washington political scene, former senior political writer for UPI, has long written about public policy for a number of publications, including the Asian Forum, Japan, the Daily Ledger, and others. Peter, welcome to Infowars.com.
Thank you, Roger. It's a pleasure to be here.
I specifically wanted to talk to you because I thought it was interesting that in this past week, last Sunday specifically, the New York Times printed an op-ed story in which they yet recycled the claim that President Richard Nixon interceded with the South Vietnamese in order to stall off a peace initiative by President Lyndon Baines Johnson that Nixon believed was designed to cost him the election. Now, there have been a number of books written about this. There have been a number of claims. Up until now, there has never been any direct proof of Nixon's personal involvement. A journalist named John Farrell claims to have found notes that indicate that Nixon discussed this with his chief aide, H.R. Bob Haldeman, who would later become White House chief of staff and, of course, go to jail in the Watergate scandal. So damaging was this story to Nixon that the New York Times couldn't resist running the whole story all over again on page one yesterday. What was your take on this? I know
there's
you
still
are
no
a
proof. I mean,
exactly.
Haters gotta hate. And I understand that, but there at some point Nixon's dead. It's over.
Yeah, but they can't see
nothing new coming out. And there's nothing new in the New York Times story. They have a line or two that Haldeman apparently scribbled based on notes from a phone call. They have no record of Nixon having taken any action. There's no way to confirm with Haldeman what Haldeman meant when he wrote the notes. This is the kind of thing where, you know, if your wife thinks you're cheating on her, she's going to find proof you're cheating whether you are or not.
Yeah, I think that's
an excellent. The New York Times hates Nixon. They have always hated Nixon. They hate Nixon going back to Helen Gahagan Douglas. They hate Nixon going back to Jerry Voorhees. They hate Nixon because of Alger Hiss. They hate Nixon because he was right about so many things. And they will stop at nothing to continue to blacken his reputation.
Yeah, I think this has to be put in a very important context. And it is this. Yes, Lyndon Johnson orchestrated a bombing haul. He had no concessions from the North Vietnamese. None whatsoever. It was a unilateral bombing haul meant to buy Hubert Horatio Humphrey the presidency. There was nothing behind it. So for anyone to say Nixon acted in a treasonous way and cost us peace is false. This was one politician outmaneuvering another. Remember.
But you know, the other thing, Roger, in the New York Times, Jack Farrell says this in the story, that Johnson learned of this whole alleged story, which has permeated through the Washington corridors of power for 50 years now, is that Johnson learned through bugs and illegal surveillance.
Yeah, he had J. Edgar Hoover bugging Richard Nixon's campaign plan. That's how he knew this.
I've never been involved in any serious conversations with anybody about Lyndon Johnson's abuse of the national intelligence law enforcement apparatus for political ends. Now, this, of course, was supposed to have been Nixon's big crime, his big sin, that he that he obstructed justice, that he used the CIA and the FBI to try and stop the Watergate investigation, that he abused the power of office. We have Jack Farrell admitting in the story here that Johnson did precisely the same thing that Nixon did, perhaps even on a greater scale, on issues at least of equal importance. And there's no desire to hash this out over Johnson, who in my mind is a failed president.
In a far bigger
majestic volumes by Robert Caro, notwithstanding, he's a failed president.
Yeah, it's interesting that Mr. Caro's biography never, ever once in four volumes mentions Billy Sol Estes.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Estes does not exist. He's been airbrushed out of history by Mr. Caro. Why? Because he and Lyndon Johnson were stealing money hand over fist. Also, remember the context here.
It may be in book five, but people should read your book about the man who killed Kennedy, because it goes into all of this detail. But you know, Johnson was a New Dealer and a progressive on civil rights and all of these other things that the New York Times thinks. Important, venerable, thinks saintly. But, you know, their hatred of Nixon, the Eastern establishment hatred of Nixon goes back to at least to his first congressional campaign and certainly to the Senate campaign against Helen Gahagan Douglas. They never forgave him for being right about Alger Hiss and for being right about Whitaker Chambers. And they want to keep dancing on his grave. And as far as this story is concerned, there's nothing in these notes that is confirmation, that is proof positive, that Nixon personally intervened to prevent a ceasefire from occurring in Vietnam. The ceasefire wasn't even on the table.
Well,
this is a story they have to tell to perpetuate the idea that Nixon was an evil man rather than a flawed genius.
Well, again, context. Let's not lose sight of the fact that Nixon always believed that John Kennedy had beaten him by using classified information regarding the Bay of Pigs and therefore had cheated. So it was not going to happen to him a second time. Secondarily, as even Walt Rostow, who worked for LBJ, said, nobody needed to tell the South Vietnamese to resist and not give in to Johnson's deal. They weren't inclined to take the deal anyway. So this is very clearly what happened. Johnson, as president, employed a last-minute maneuver to try to elect Hubert Humphrey. There was nothing behind it. Nixon figured out exactly what he was doing and thwarted it. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, there was no opportunity for peace. No, the war would not have ended many years earlier. That is all liberal BS.
Yeah, well, they're defending their own team and their own turf. It was, you know, it was Johnson who expanded the war. It was Nixon who drew down the war and ultimately brought the Americans home and successfully pursued the policy of Vietnamization. And if the Democratic Congress that was elected after Nixon's resignation hadn't pulled the rug out from underneath the South Vietnamese, we never would have had the vote people in the genocide we experienced. But that's not what that's not the way history likes to tell the story, because the way the contemporary historians like to tell the story, the liberals like Kennedy and Johnson are always the good guys, and the conservatives like Nixon and Reagan are always the bad guys. You know, they tell the same story about Reagan. Only it was George Bush and Bill Casey made a secret trip to Paris to meet with representatives of the Ayatollah to get them to agree that they wouldn't let the hostages go until after the November 1980 election.
Very interestingly, the actual first person who came up with the idea of Donald Trump running for president of the United States was none other than Richard Milhouse Nixon. Nixon met Trump in George Steinbrenner's box at Yankee Stadium in 87.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me the next morning. We had a regular Saturday morning phone call. And he said, your man's got it, you know. He's really got it. And I said, sir? He said, Trump. He's really got it. If he ever runs, he'll win. Shortly thereafter, Trump receives a note from Nixon, which is very typical Nixonian circumlocution in which he says, mm-hmm. Dear Donald, Mrs. Nixon saw you on the Mike Douglas show, thought you were excellent, and she says if you ever run for office, you will win. And Mrs. Nixon knows about these things. Well, of course, it was Nixon's observation, not Mrs. Nixon's. But from that came a weekend in Houston where the Trumps, the Connollys, John Connolly and his wife Nellie, and the Nixons spent a weekend getting acquainted. And Nixon came away from that telling me over a long period of time that Donald Trump would someday be president. Therefore, it's not surprising to me that Trump runs as the candidate of the silent majority, the candidate of the forgotten Americans, the candidate of law and order, and of course, in the final analysis, the candidate of peace. Does this sound familiar to you?
Absolutely, and I'm not the least bit surprised, and I'm not the least bit surprised that his victory came from the same kind of people who switched their allegiance from the Democrats to the Republicans for Richard Nixon in 1968 and 1972, and who came through in a big way for Ronald Reagan in 1980 and 1984, because Trump talks about issues that people care about, like jobs, and of course jobs, and so I think there are lots of favorable comparisons to be made between Trump, Nixon, and Reagan. And they're not identical, and I'm not trying to suggest that they're all identical or their thinking is alike or there's an affinity for a certain kind of an orthodoxy ideologically or politically or tactically, but they understand, each of them in their own ways, understands the American electorate and understands what's necessary to win the presidency, and I think they've demonstrated that clearly. I think that the liberals at the left, at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and everyone else are trying to set up the comparison between Nixon and Trump because they want to destroy Trump the same way that they believe they destroyed Nixon. They want to use the politics of personal destruction. They want to use ethical complaints. They tried the same thing against Reagan. Didn't work because Reagan was a different kind of a president, a different kind of a guy. It wasn't until Iran-Contra, which was a very thin thread on which to hang an attack on Reagan, after all, ultimately, they're going to try to do the same thing to Trump. And they're going to try and do the same thing that Trump senior appointees. You see this now with what Senator Chuck Schumer, the new Democratic leader, is saying, that he wants a week for each controversial nominee, and he gets to decide who's controversial. He wants all of their tax returns, and he wants one day devoted to panels to come in and beat up on the president's nominee. So much for the honeymoon, so much for the president's power of executive appointment. Schumer has a thin minority, and he's going to work it to the max to try and prevent Trump from doing anything, to try and stop Trump from making America great again. Because he would rather have the country descend in a spiral of social and economic chaos until they can get their progressive act together and try and turn us into a European-style liberal welfare state.
Yeah, I have to laugh looking at the headline from Richard Perlstein. We should hope that Donald Trump is as successful as Richard Nixon, if I may go through it. He ended the war in Vietnam. He opened the door to China. He reached a SALT agreement, an arms limitation agreement with the Soviets. He single-handedly saved Israel from annihilation in 1973. He desegregated the public schools. He began the Environmental Protection Agency. He gave us federal revenue sharing. He desegregated the trade unions. He quadrupled the amount of money for minority enterprise and for black colleges. We should be so lucky to have a president as successful as Richard Nixon. So it has been a delight for me because you and I can kick this subject around all night, usually over what Nixon used to call a silver bullet. As you know, he was very proud of his martini-making skills. So when I get to Washington next, let's hoist a silver bullet in honor of the man who first thought that Donald Trump should run for president. That would be Richard Milhouse Nixon.
I'd be happy to do that.
So, Peter, thanks for joining us here.
Thank you, Roger.
I want to say one more time for the InfoWars audience that you have a unique opportunity to both back the fight for freedom and pick up some of these important products, which I know as someone who has a long-term interest in Eastern medicine and natural healing and herbology, you've got a sale going on now that will not last forever. So go, if you have the opportunity, to the InfoWars store, because the auto ship checkout right now, where you get 10% off your order and guaranteed delivery immediately, will not last forever. Get your t-shirts, get your brain force. If you're going to Washington, D.C., get your body armor. You might need it. But above all, back the fight for freedom by getting these terrific products. It's been great to be with you on InfoWars. I'll see you soon.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Roger Stone. I was a little premature, anxious perhaps to get to a cocktail bar for my post-broadcast libation. First, a small bookkeeping matter. I've got to give this back to David Knight. David, you can't buy your way onto the best dress list. It just doesn't work that way. No, I'm only kidding. David Knight is a contender, very much a contender. I'd like to go to some calls since we've got a few extra minutes, and I like to hear from the individual patriots out there, find out what's on their minds. So, Eric in Arizona, lay it on me, Eric.
Hey, Roger, God bless you. I really liked when you said you're into Eastern medicine, natural healing, and herbology. I'm a homeopath about 45 years, and I just live and breathe that stuff. So we're on the same vibration there. Hey, listen, now I have a question for you. I finished your book, LBJ, The Man Who Killed Kennedy.
Yes.
I loved that book, man. That was so deep. Anybody who wants a good read, grab that book. Anyway, I have one question. It's been eating on me ever since I saw Jack Ruby shoot shot and kill Lee Harvey Oswald. What was it? I have two questions. That's one. What was going on in Jack Ruby's mind? How did they get him to do that? Because didn't he know that his life was going to be over once he made that shot?
Well, it was over whether he did or whether he didn't. You see, the problem was that Jack Ruby, even though the Warren Commission told us that he had no known association with organized crime, was in fact a soldier for Carlos Marcello, who controlled the mob in both Louisiana and Texas. The problem here was obvious. Oswald was starting to talk. What did he yell when he was in public? "I didn't shoot anybody," he said. "I'm a patsy." They needed to shut Oswald up, and quickly. And the designated hitter was Jack Ruby. In fact, Jack Ruby's club, the Carousel Club, was actually owned by Carlos Marcello, and Ruby was only fronting for him. A second part to that question?
I'm sorry? I have one more question.
So
what you're saying is that Ruby's life was over anyway. Everything was over for him anyway.
Well, and in fact, Ruby was visited by a couple physicians while in jail. We believe he was injected with a cancer-causing virus, and he would die shortly thereafter. But never remember this. Pardon me, never forget this. You can see this on YouTube, where you see two deputy sheriffs pulling Jack Ruby down a hallway. And they say, Jack, how could this have happened? And Ruby said, "This never would have happened if Adlai Stevenson had been vice president." They said, "Jack, what do you mean? What are you saying?" And Ruby said, "Look at the man at the top, the man at the very top." He's talking about Lyndon Baines Johnson. All right, great question. Let's go to Danny in Florida.
Roger, why was Nixon removed from office? Was there a specific incident or thing he was doing that the globalists didn't like?
Yes, it turns out that he was for peace. Oh, my God. You see, when Nixon was elected, the hardliners thought that they were now finally going to be able to do whatever they wanted in Vietnam. When they learned that Nixon was not only going around his own national security apparatus to begin a discussion with the Chinese, opening SALT talks with the Russians and ending the war, good God, Nixon was for peace. We've got to stop this guy. So he was essentially, although he made many mistakes on his own, taken down by his own hand, the reason they did so was because he was not for war. He was indeed a peacemaker. Thanks again for coming and joining us at theinfowars.com, and we'll see you shortly.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.